Welcome back to the G and Ursula Show. I hope your week is off to a great start. Realistically, many schools will not have younger kids back in the classroom by spring break, which is just a couple of weeks away. And as of right now, there are no clear plans for public schools to bring back the older kids. So here's an idea. What about giving students 12 weeks off at spring break so that the schools can get prepared and then sending kids to school all summer long? That's what Republican State Senator Brad Hawkins of Wenatchee is proposing, and he joins us now on the G and Ursula Show. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning. Thank you both for having me.
And thank you for joining us. So just first of all, explain what your bill would do and why you're proposing this now.
Well, really, I was just proposing this concept in a statewide news release, which basically, since our state is unfortunately so slow in getting school employees vaccinated and a lot of schools are sort of resisting returning to full operations, and the state continues to invest so much every day in our K-12 education system statewide, I was just proposing a break swap where school districts could swap their spring break with their summer break, as you mentioned, and that would give school employees an opportunity to get vaccinated. Presumably, the COVID case counts would be way down, and then everybody can return in the summer, maybe not the seniors, but everybody else, K through 11, could return in person inside the buildings for their instruction. Because universally, I think what we're hearing from school district officials and educational advocates is that in-building instruction is the ideal choice. And if that's the case, let's not burn up all of the 180 state-funded school days this early on in the school year.
And what kind of response have you had so far since you have floated this idea?
Well, sometimes it's a little bit mixed. I mean, some people think that I'm trying to mandate something across the entire state, and that's really not the case. I'm just basically putting out an option for what I think school districts could consider, because clearly school districts have struggled with trying to return to their buildings. Basically, the way it works in the state of Washington is the state provides a significant amount of funding to our schools, but there are 295 different school districts, and they're each administered by their own school superintendents and governed by their locally elected school boards. So it's not the state of Washington that's going to be deciding this. It's going to be each individual school board and school district as a local government entity. And the state provides school districts currently full flexibility for how the school districts can utilize their 180 state-funded school days. And so if that's the case, I'm just encouraging them to think a little bit differently. Now, you mentioned the idea of a piece of legislation I'm sponsoring, and I actually am sponsoring legislation this session to encourage school districts to reimagine the school calendar. But my bill is more geared towards a longer term. That's Senate Bill 5147. It's possibly going to be approved today in the Senate's Ways and Means Committee, and it creates incentive for some school districts, not all 295, but some school districts to pilot a longer school calendar for spreading their 180 school days over an 11-month school year or a 12-month school year. I think that's much better than a 9-month school year where kids take essentially almost 3 months off every summer, and then there's a lot of reteaching and remediation work every September. And because of COVID, I think now's the time to think differently, not only in the longer term to address learning recovery, but also potentially this year by swapping the breaks.
I actually agree with you.
And I was going to say, G's a proponent.
I actually agree with you. I do think the 180 days should be spread across 11 months as opposed to 9 months. But let's talk about the decisions that are being made, because right now, neither the governor, the legislature, or the state superintendent can force schools to reopen. There's a lot of people like, oh, why can't Governor Jay Inslee do this and that? And we all know that the control goes down to the school districts. What are your thoughts on whether Washington State needs to have more top-down control of schools instead of leaving it up to the local control?
Well, I do support local control. I've always supported local options. I'm actually a former school board member myself. So before I got elected to the legislature, I served for 10 years on two local school boards in my district. And it is a little bit of a misunderstanding because early on in the pandemic, almost a year ago, the governor did issue some statewide emergency orders that did close schools. But mostly ever since, the state has issued guidance and left it up to the school districts. And we've been trying to encourage them. We just haven't seen it. So I'm not sure. Maybe we do need to have a little more flexibility in encouraging school districts to do things differently, because I'll tell you, the state invests a huge amount of money in our K-12 system. The state has a $54 billion two-year operating budget, and half, 50%, is dedicated to K-12. That's a significant amount of money. It's $27 billion every 2 years. And if you think about it on a per student basis, between the state funding and the local levy dollars, not including federal dollars for education, but just state and local, it's almost $15,000 per student per year invested in education. And I guess I'm asking the tough question, what are we getting this year? And the impacts to some of these students are going to impact them, unfortunately, perhaps through the remainder of their K-12 experience, maybe even into their K-20 college experience. Some of these students right now are trying to learn to read. And if we don't think about how we're doing things differently for the students, but also from a return on the investment perspective from the taxpayer, I mean, I'm just not sure what's happening this year is working out for either option.
I think you make great points. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Republican State Senator Brad Hawkins of Wenatchee. We will follow how your bill does. Our reporter Hannah Scott will continue to give us updates on how that does. And we hope you join us again on the show.
Yeah, I'd be honored to. Thanks so much for having me.
Appreciate it. Thank you.